From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Florida Tomato Exchange is urging the Department of Commerce to terminate the 2019 tomato suspension agreement because it's failed to stop unfairly traded Mexican tomatoes from destroying the U.S. tomato industry. AgriMarketing.com reports it marks the fifth failed suspension agreements since 1996. In 1994, the year NAFTA was signed, American tomato farmers supplied about 80% of the U.S. market and Mexico about 20%. Today, Mexico's share of the U.S. market is almost 70%. Farm Action and National Dairy Producers Organization sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack calling for the immediate release of federally mandated annual dairy checkoff spending reports. They say the reports mandated by the same legislation that authorized the dairy checkoff program have not been submitted to Congress in 2020, 21, or 22. The report describes activities conducted, all fund receipts and disbursements, and an independent analysis of the effectiveness of the program. And after dropping below growth neutral in March, the June Rural Main Street Index went above the threshold for the third straight month to its highest point since May of last year. That's according to the June monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas dependent on agriculture. The overall June reading is 56.9, up from May's 55.8. CEOs ranked Federal Reserve rate hikes as the greatest challenge for the year ahead.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.